This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go. It's hour one, G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan. It's great to be back at the saddle with you guys, ready to talk sports for the next 5 hours. General at your service. At ease, there's Broadus. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75 and Fitz. You fixing to go five. You got Woolchuck and Shia Follow in the house, and Carter Freeman is coordinating our video. You can watch us at 105.3thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. So yesterday, I'm getting ready to fly out of San Diego. 2:15, bird goes down in Toronto. Okay, our plane's leaving at 5 o'clock. News is spreading around the terminal a little bit as we get out on the runway. You know, and you hear the pilot flip on the jets, the big engines or whatever, and he starts to gas it up a little bit. All of a sudden, the gas dies.
Oh,
and he comes on the deal and goes, "We're gonna have to head back to the gate here. Let a couple people off." Three people panic attacking about flying.
And you were one of them.
No, I wasn't. I was maybe a solid 8 or 9 out of 10. They were like full 10 out of 10. So we had to go back to the deal and park it, and they got out. Then this morning I wake up and I see the video. Unbelievable, dude. Your mic's not on.
It is unbelievable.
It is. I think it's nice to know that a plane can flip over on its top and just slide on down the runway
and everybody walks out and it's okay.
I mean, but holy crap, we got 8 of them in like 25 days now.
Yeah.
So they're just,
they're running up numbers.
I think it was a bad batch of edibles back there, or maybe too many edibles, or, you know, these, so I'm just, you know, PSA, if you're getting ready to fly, don't be surprised if people are freaking the crap out right now.
I can't believe you stayed on that plane, even though they came back and, like, dropped people off.
Yeah.
I would have seen that as a sign from the gods, like, right. I need to get off and catch another one.
Yeah, I did have that final destination thought in my head, like, maybe they know something.
Well, Lucius, he had to act tough in front of Abby.
That's right.
That's what he had to do. Okay, he had to show that... No, we've got this handled, dear. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it.
That's what Kobe said when he seen the clouds. Mm-hmm. We'll be okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, actually. Wow.
We've got to make it through this.
And full disclosure, she's my rock up there.
Are we going to be okay? No, it's okay, Daddy. Hold my hand.
Abby, take charge.
But, yeah, no, we got back, and I was happy to see everybody in Toronto is okay. But that's an all-timer right there, that video.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, can you? The video was insane. The idea of just being upside down, strapped to your airplane seat, trying to figure out what's the maneuver here. Yeah. Hopefully, there was nothing that was flying around, ricocheting around, smacking people. You know, all that kind of stuff. So
I know my water bottle would be a threat up there. You know,
yeah,
cell phones, dude.
Starts flying around, backpacks with laptops in them. Yeah, I just couldn't imagine that, because as the right wing goes down and you're like, we're going over it. We're like, we're in a barrel roll. It's over. Right.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're sitting there upside down like, what? I'm alive.
We made it.
Okay.
Just unbuckle and drop down.
Yeah. I saw videos of people like suspended upside down. I think the first thing I would do would be to try to get out of that bad boy. But it was probably you know, they're probably on the horn already to you saying, yeah, everybody stay seated and all that. Yeah. I don't know if I could obey directions from a flight attendant if we have crashed and we're upside down. I don't think I'm
feels really like an everyman for himself.
Yeah, if you see a hole, you got to get through it. You know what
that's
I'm
right,
saying?
Yeah.
You know, if you see an opening, just go. Yeah.
No hesitation.
And that was pilot error? Is that what we've discovered?
There's some crosswind problems.
Wasn't like 70 mile per hour winds?
Yeah.
Sometimes you get gusts. You know,
yeah, no, I appreciate my pilot as we were going into Las Vegas in August on Spirit. We had a high wind situation. Vegas, it was like 120 degrees.
Vegas, we're about to go into a bad one Sunday.
That's yeah, you've right. always talked yeah. about that when it comes to Phoenix. Like,
yeah,
the way back's the better one.
Yeah,
than going.
Yeah, way back is coming out of there is better than going into it because, like I said,
you got all the mountains you're coming in through, and
you know you don't want. There's a couple of places. Yeah, you don't want to fly into. Denver's another one. All that Rocky Mountain range is, you know, those the wind gusts come through the mountains or through the valleys, and then you get say you're in Arizona or Vegas. It's 118 Jeez. On the ground, and what's heat do? What does heat do? What does
rises.
Heat? It rises, and it, yeah. so it makes it difficult to try and settle that thing. Usually, you're better off flying out of Vegas in those places at night
yeah.
when it's not, you know, when you don't have those types of conditions. But yeah, you can fly into Phoenix and you get bounced around pretty good.
858 says, "Man up, General." I feel like this is manning up. This is the best I can do, you yeah. know, to just have an outward appearance of calm. But inside, it's a tempest. It's raging.
I'm with you. I hate flying.
Watch two decent movies on the flight home, though, by the way.
All right. What were they?
Gunner, classic story of, I love this premise, the Green Beret that's come home.
Oh, wow.
And there's bad guys in the town.
Yeah.
You know, so he just starts dispatching.
Who played the Green Beret?
I don't know. Pretty good actor, though.
Oh, okay.
Pretty good.
Not like John Wayne or anything like that, right?
No, not like that. But, you know, one of those good action type dudes.
Luke Hemsworth. There you go.
Yeah, he's a decent actor. I thought he played it well.
How many Hemsworths are there?
There's three.
Wow, so this is the third one.
This is
in the trilogy of Hemsworths?
Yeah, Luke, Liam, and Chris.
Is this
Chris
the Thor dude?
The big one.
Chris is the Thor. Oh,
okay,
yeah, he kind of looked like Chris Hemsworth. I was like, who is this guy? He looked familiar, but I couldn't quite place it. But it was good. But
are you ever curious?
Right as... No, not really.
Are you never curious about the actors or actresses in the movies?
No, I'm... Oh, this guy again. Cool. So right as you get to the apex, though, and this is a little bit of a spoiler alert, but it's not giving really anything away.
Yeah.
Right as you're getting to the, okay, is he going to save the day or whatever? They go 1 month later.
Oh, no.
For 3 minutes and then end of movie.
What?
I'm like, how?
Yeah.
Wow. So they left you wanting a lot more at the end. You didn't really get the closure that you were hoping.
Maybe that's
for.
Why it's got a 3.2 out of 10 on IMDb.
Maybe. Yeah. Because
that would tick me off.
Is it a part one? Is there like a part two to this? They don't like.
No, they wrapped it up.
What a give up, dude.
They wrapped it up. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
What are you doing?
I thought they were like flashing forward briefly and then to build the
suspense.
Did you
feel like an idiot for watching it?
No, I was just killing time up there.
Okay.
You know, it's great to get your mind off of stuff. But then I watched Trap. It's the story of a serial killer.
Was he good?
Have you seen this?
I wanted to watch it. My sister said don't.
I bet if you read it, if you look it up, it'll say like 4 out of 10 or something. I might give it a 6.
Trap, I think, got positive. 3.8. Okay, 5.8.
Serial killer. Okay.
Hey, that sweet spot is like 6.3, 6.5. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm just letting you know. That's what
usually,
sweet spot is.
Like these movies in the 60s, they turn out to be awesome.
So if you kind of add them together, you saw a good movie.
Yeah. No violence in this serial killer movie.
Oh, wow.
All the work had been done by this guy, but the FBI is trapping him inside of a concert that he knew he was taking his daughter to.
And oh, you got hosed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. He's really good at putting a nice trailer together for you, a premise, and then all of a sudden it just never really quite curls.
When I saw M. Night Shyamalan in the opening credits, I was like, I might regret this. But it's pretty good. It's pretty good. So
he's pretty good at Honey Den. That's what he's pretty good at when it comes to his movies.
He is. Man, he's a tease.
So Trap better than Gunner.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But man, thanks for holding it down while I was out. San Diego is epic. You know, I could see why the Jones family liked it so much earlier in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have a lot of California and then you have the San Diego part. It's just different, you know, so I would, encourage everybody to look into that if you're looking for it.
And they're saying, please don't come out and visit us. the San Diego folks are like, please don't.
We're packed in as tight as we can get us.
Come on, man, please don't.
Yeah. There's traffic on residential streets and Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Please don't come see us. Yeah.
U.S. defenseman Charlie McAvoy is going to miss the game coming up on Thursday. Bruins released a statement Tuesday. He was admitted to the hospital last night to undergo testing for an upper body injury. Matthew Tkachuk, Austin Matthews sat out against Sweden as precaution, but Brady Tkachuk was hurt in the first period, did not return due to a lower body injury, slid into the goal. This is the story of the week, isn't it? Maybe story of the year type of candidate, what happened in the 3-1 victory in group play and now getting ready for this final, just how much hockey fans, sports fans are excited about it. Then you add the booing of the national anthem and the fights. You know, everything is going to Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Is that why we're fighting Canada?
Yeah.
Because they booed the national anthem?
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is bad.
It was partly.
This
partly.
Is bad, bro.
They had a
we
lot of bad
We should not be
blood.
Beefing with Canada like this.
No.
No, man.
Hockey, yeah, they hate each other. Those two countries really don't like each other.
Has it always been like that? It's always been like drop the mitts and let's fight.
Like Canada
or is it because our hot political environment?
Oh, yeah, the political environment.
That has something to do with it, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's bleeding into sports a little bit. And, you know, the USA wanted to stand up for their song, which I support. I think booing anybody's national anthem while they're there is incredibly disrespectful. Somebody needed to get punched in the face. But now it's playing out on Twitter X, like, you know, with the whole tariff talk and, you know, their sovereignty. And, you know, it's way more than sport. You know, maybe the biggest hockey game since, do you believe in miracles?
1980, Lake Placid.
Yes. I think so, with the tensions.
Well, I'll tell you
Cold
what,
War.
It's the first time that they had beaten Canada in a competition like this in a long time.
Well, Sidney Crosby had never lost.
Never
since
lost,
since he had first put on that sweater as a member of the Canadian team.
So that's kind of something they needed to kind of right some wrongs, they felt like, and they finally got it done. This is going to be, Canada is, this is going to be a tough out for the United States.
I'm nervous about Canada getting revenge on Thursday night because Charlie McAvoy had maybe the hit of the night on McDavid that really helped set the tone after the fights, the physicality he was able to play with. Defensively, he was brilliant. I guess Quinn Hughes is going to be the call up.
Well, if they lose USA. Another defenseman, then Hughes is in. That's what it sounds like. He's just on ready, like Harley was for Canada.
Yeah, so his younger brother's already playing. Jack Hughes is on the team. Yeah. So, Quinn Hughes is joining the team there in Boston right now.
228 says he watched Gunner and was disappointed, and he says, I rewound it twice because I thought it was a glitch. I did, too. I was watching on my phone, so I thought, I accidentally hit the screen somehow and skipped forward. What was I doing there? So I went back, and I was like, what the hell? They planned this? And then I thought, maybe they gave me a condensed version on the flight, you know?
Oh, nope. Was this an airplane one you selected, or was this on your phone?
No, this was on the Southwest Airlines gives you free movies.
Oh.
And you just got to log into their deal.
This is probably a low-budget film that didn't have their ducks in a row. And when they got to the end of the filming, they realized, crap, we need more time, but we don't have the time. We don't have the dollars for it. Let's just throw in 1 month later and leave everybody hanging.
Writer's strike happened. They never actually wrote the ending.
I wondered why it was a little short. Like, the runtime was like an hour and 25 minutes or something like that. I was okay, short movie. I can get this in and do another one. Mavs off until Friday when they'll host New Orleans. Dwight Powell did a full workout over the break. Not sure, you know, exactly when he'll be back, but he's close. And I don't know if he'll help. You know, I think P.J. Washington and Kessler Edwards might be more effective because what you get on the offensive end and just general awareness. I mean, I'm with Bassick on this one. Like, watching Dwight Powell play basketball, it's a lot of activity.
Had enough. Yeah, I've had enough of that, right? Yeah.
Still nothing solid on AD, right? You guys see anything over the weekend? Just kind of up in the air still?
Yeah, I did.
4 to 6 weeks.
The more you ask, the more they're like, we really don't know.
So they're going to visit the Lakers next Tuesday.
They are.
That'll be fun. One week from.
That's gonna be great.
From tonight, it'll be...
can't wait for that game.
See you next Tuesday, Luca.
Beautiful Luca and Kobe mural. They're in Los Angeles. Sure you saw that on social.
They painted him out of his Mavs uniform for that one.
Yeah.
They took the picture and painted him into a Laker uniform on that one.
Oh, yeah. That's what he's wearing. Trying to make it as realistic as possible.
Yeah.
Sad.
Let's pretend like he never was a MAF.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're just totally like washing away history here.
Mm-hmm. Kyrie Irving left off the last two USA basketball teams attempting to become eligible to play for Australia in the next Olympics. That is where he was born.
Patty Mills going at it. Huh?
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Yeah, he says, we're in the process of it, trying to figure out what's going to be the best route. A lot of paperwork. He says, obviously, Team USA still has a decision to make, so leaving open if the red, white, and blue wants him. He says, but for me, I'm just trying to do what's best. Honestly, if I can be an Aussie at one point in my career, play for the Australian team, that would be great. Yeah. So yeah, you know, I think the thing with the USA basketball team is they need all their guards to kind of be big and be able to defend the bigger European teams and rebound. And you know, I think Kyrie could win the gold medal easily as he did in 2016. But for whatever reason, he hasn't been selected by Team USA. And I wouldn't anticipate that he will be in this cycle either. He'll be what, 34 years old time of the next Olympics. Mm-hmm. Evan Carter, now with a chronic neck injury, talking about this at spring training yesterday, says, I can't change it. It's a part of me, but we got a plan. There are treatments for it, and I feel great right now. So we'll hope for the best with Evan Carter. You know, I think maybe you just need to get a new center fielder or another outfielder that can hit lefties and do him part-time. But maybe, you know, it's possible that he could develop into a guy that can hit left-handed pitching as well, and the career is going to be fine. You know, we've had stories of players with a variety of back injuries. Tank did a hell of a job.
He did. Probably the best.
TJ Ford at University of Texas, as he's getting drafted and getting to the NBA, they're like, hey, you have spinal stenosis. He figured out a way to manage that and still have a really good NBA career. So we'll hope for the best there with Evan Carter. Are we in spring training next week?
We are. Okay. We have Sunday.
All right. Looking forward to that. When we come back, G-Bag the Day at 2:30. What's before that? We'll check.
We got an early contender for Rant of the Year. And how about these Four Nation ticket prices?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
because that's next.
Welcome back, Nation. Here we go. G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. Here's Wolchuk.
All right, so we had one coach just go off in college basketball last night. This was Notre Dame, Micah Shrewsbury. He wasn't happy. He was livid after, it seemed like there was more Louisville fans in attendance than Notre Dame fans. Went on an epic rant in his post-conference, begged the fan base to support his losing team. They lose to Louisville, their ACC rival, 75-60. Fourth loss in their last five games. They've dropped to 5-9 in conference play, have the Fighting Irish. And here was part of Coach Shrewsbury and his epic rant.
Don't give up on these kids, man. What have they done for people to give up on them? I know if you're not with us because we're losing, you don't want to come watch this, fine. Fine. But do it because of me then. But not these kids, man. They don't deserve that. They don't deserve that. Like, ain't nobody else getting home at 5 a.m. from Boston College and going to class the next day and coming to practice and working out and preparing to play Louisville. Nobody else is doing that. Don't give up on these kids, man. I don't care about anybody's opinion. I know who I am. I know I can coach basketball. And I know I'm turning this program around. So you gave up on me already? I'm going to see you back here. I don't give a damn. Don't give up on these kids. Because we're going to get this thing rolling. I sat there and watched more Louisville fans in here than Notre Dame people. And that's embarrassing. That's embarrassing for me. Because I'm the head coach here. And I got us in this predicament. But don't come back when we're losing or when we're winning, because we're turning this around, man. You better believe that. Everybody that gave up on me, believe it. Write this date down and believe it, because we're going to get this thing rolling. Care if you gave up on me or not.
Yeah, well, Coach Shrewsbury.
What did he break there? Was that the podium he smashed?
Coach Hill is $1,200 for the podium.
And that was really the most violent that it got. Otherwise, he kept a pretty good composed tone the entire time. Got a little heated. It built. It had a little bit of the don't go after a kid who does everything right.
Yeah.
Come at me. Yeah. I'm a man. Yeah. I'm 40.
40.
And the editor who let it come out is garbage.
You want to talk about a kid because he's fat?
Yeah. Comes home crying.
Yeah, no, I think that coach is probably heading the right direction.
Being fired?
Well, no.
He's 24 and 34 so far. He's in year two.
He's got his players back. He believes in his system. But, you know, he just messed up when he says, don't come back, right?
Like, yeah.
Fans need value for the money that they pay to come watch you play. And if you're not winning, you can't get mad at them for not coming.
If I'm living in South Bend, I'm going to watch that women's team play all day because they get it right.
Hidalgo?
They get it right Hooper. Over there. They do not lose games. They're not below 500. Coach Yang.
He's frustrated, probably embarrassed, and wants everybody to know on his bench that I got your back. I believe in us. Yeah. But maybe he overdid it.
He definitely got angry. They are 13th of 18 teams in the ACC, or the Notre Dame Fighting Irish men's basketball team. They've also missed the tournament now 7 of the last 8 years.
Wow.
So he's got an uphill battle that he's trying to climb here as Coach Shrewsbury, which is an incredible name, by the way. Micah Shrewsbury. The Shrewsburys taste like Shrewsburys. Okay, ticket prices Thursday night. These things are soaring in Boston, Canada, USA. The rematch. 3 fights in 9 seconds is what we had in their first match on Saturday night. Now, after the U.S. snapped a 17-game losing streak against Canada in games that saw each nation's best player, best on best, take off, the get-in price before the tournament started was $237 for the final, according to TickPick. It is now up to $1,295 just to get in the door
Cha-ching.
To watch Canada and the USA. This has been a booming success for the National Hockey League.
Oh, yeah, outstanding. I don't know if $1,200 is worth it, but I think for hockey fans, they feel like this is a once-in-a-lifetime event. You know, it's one thing to go to a World Cup game or an Olympic game or a Super Bowl or something, but you don't know when something like this will happen again.
You know, I appreciate you saying that, but I wonder if it's for the teams that are losing players to upper body injuries and now going to the hospital and stuff like that. Yeah. I wonder if it's worth it to them.
Look, I bet guy, if McAvoy could suit up and play Thursday night.
Oh, no, I'm with you, man. I know. That's what I'm saying. I just wonder if it's worth it to those teams that, I mean, it's been great hockey.
It's been amazing.
It's been intense. The fact that the U.S. can maybe, you know, take Canada out, I think is even better. But you got to wonder now, like, at what cost?
Well, that's why, like, Brady and Matthew Tkachuk, you know, Matthew doesn't play last night.
Yeah.
Brady barely plays. Like, yeah. They have put especially in a meaningless game. Like, yeah. Team USA is not forcing guys on the ice.
No.
If they don't have
They're smart, like, but this Canada game is about
but
to
this
have.
This is a big one.
This is about to have some serious, like, playoff hockey.
Oh, yeah. It's like a cup
vibe
final match.
To it. Yeah.
Huge. And their Team USA is going to have to fend off quite the trend here. I don't know if you guys saw this, but teams which had the home dressing room so far in the Four Nations face-off, 0-6 in the tournament. USA gets home dressing room for Thursday's final. Just something to consider.
Man, that's tough. You know, you don't want to bet against a streak, and you never want to be the lesser team, if I could say that about USA Canada, that wins the first game. You want to be going for the revenge and have them take you lightly. And who knows? Maybe you get a great game from your defense and your goaltender again, and you win another close one. And I'm hoping for the best. I can't wait.
I'm hopeful, but I do think that McAvoy injury is going to be huge. We've got coordinators, assistant coaches talking today at the Star. We'll get more from this a little bit later.
Bobby sent us a lot of good
but
clips.
Just a quick little quote from Clayton Adams, the new offensive coordinator, what he wants in his O-line. The same thing that I want from every player on the offense, and that is to create violence in the game. Be aggressive. Run. Hit. I think that every decision that we make schematically needs to lean that direction. Violence. That's what I like in my offensive linemen.
Yeah, get in position and knock the hell out of somebody.
Just put people on the ground, baby.
Do they have the personnel to do that right now? A couple spots.
You want to be terrified? Because I was terrified when I read this. Then we'll throw things over to G-Bag of the Day and Lucius Alexander. But there was a venomous snake that was found in New Hampshire hiding in the bananas at a grocery store. It somehow made its way from Ecuador to New Hampshire with a stowaway hiding inside, and that was the snake. And all of a sudden, there's this New Hampshire grocery worker finding the snake in a banana shipment. This is a venomous snake from Ecuador. I don't know that I'd be ever going back to this grocery store to buy my bananas.
I would never buy bananas, period, after that.
That would just scar you from bananas in general?
I don't want to reach into there. You know?
I mean,
what if the snake was hanging out in the chicken wing section? Did you buy the chicken wings?
So, really, just wherever the snake is,
you got to make some exceptions to every rule.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd
it's like a snake.
Risk
it's
reward.
Venomous,
think
but
how this snake
but it likes cold. It likes cold. It doesn't like
that. That's crazy.
Well, it's what it's snuggled up next to the rotisserie chicken.
Yeah,
I could see that.
It's in there right next to the briskets. Are you in?
Yeah. I just have to, bring my snake charmer with me. Get that handled. Thank you, Woolchuck. Time for the G-Bag of the Day into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
Snake charmer, move your body like a snake, mama. Hey, so that worker actually helped that company out by finding that snake before, it bit somebody.
That's true.
Yeah.
And then it's going to cost, you're liable at that point.
Yeah,
worse. Seven figures.
That's known as Brian's Grocery Store.
Yeah, absolutely.
Try to sue him.
You better buy that man a Rolex or something. Yeah. Appreciate you, Johnny, for saving us. Get you out of the produce section for a while. Get you a little vacation. And I'm pretty sure somebody owns like a cabin or something he can go hang out at.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Eat the rich. All right. Let's go to our winner right here. I'm not sure if you heard this, Mr. Dawson, but Fox 29 in Philly, they had a whole lot of FCC violations as they were celebrating the Eagles parade. Each player got up there and did a little bit of cussing of his own.
Of course.
But one thing you can get right, course. I'm a champion.
And we apologize. Of course, we're on live TV, and around there, we apologize for the profanity.
You guys are resilient, and you guys know how to fight.
And we apologize again for Saquon Barkley's profanity. Again, live TV.
This city overcomes.
Yeah.
And we apologize again for the profanity. And we apologize once more for the profanity.
One more time.
Can't tell you how much we appreciate you guys every f***ing game.
Yay. Right.
And we apologize for the profanity. Back to Landon Dickerson. Oh, another one there.
Got a new set of hosts on now, right?
We've gone through some
Yeah.
He's gone through some stuff. We're sorry about that.
I didn't ever want to feel that shit again.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Sorry about that. Landon Dickerson talking about the loss. It's live TV. The emotion is there. Back to Landon.
So it's the beer.
I just got one last thing to say.
Uh-oh.
Go
Ah, we cut that one off, but if you heard any of that, we apologize. Go Birds is what he said.
We cut that one.
Let him go. Let him talk.
Man, we cut it off. What, I love this little clip.
This city overcomes
literal.
Love it.
They overcome it and they eat it.
We eat it. We love it. It is us.
Hey, this is not one. This is not one, but
winner.
This is not one, but the mayor of Philly was out there at the at the parade as well, and the Eagles fans were chanting, "Wrap it up, wrap it up."
And because I'm feeling so good today, when the haters come, you tell them, we don't care what you have to say today, we're feeling great, don't try to throw shade on my Eagle shine.
Wrap it up.
Hey.
Wrap it up.
I think I'd been in that crew.
She thought she was having a Drew Pearson moment right there.
Yeah.
Getting the crowd worked up.
Yeah. But, you know, she kept doing that. Oh, and yeah, one more thing.
She kept doing that.
And oh, yeah.
Sorry, ma'am.
Yeah. They were ready for the team to talk.
All right, midterms in 18 months.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let you know. Make sure you have a valid ID. Be like, listen, lady. Hell of a song.
Bad Company is awesome, Lucius.
Just a remarkable song.
Yeah. Paul Rogers.
Oh, my God. That sounds so good, bro. RJ, he talked about this yesterday, how he got his funeral. I mean, he's got flowers for his girl from a funeral.
Yeah.
I didn't know his pops passed, bro.
He did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He did.
Yeah.
I remember his pops being on the air and everything.
Big Ralph.
Yeah.
He was hilarious, dude.
I think it's been a while, but they just had.
It was like New Year's.
Yeah.
I think I had no idea, bro.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there he goes.
I got Sarah flowers. Flowers? That was it?
Well.
We're not big gift givers. Now, I'm not going to. She wink. I may have taking the flowers from some of my arrangements for my dad's funeral.
Oh my God. No, did you really? Did you really do that?
Yeah,
did you?
That's amazing.
I mean, there's there. You know, there's a couple of white roses in there.
You re-gifted funeral flowers.
took some of the white roses out, and I gave her those. And then, you know, they looked a little sad. There was only three of them.
I wonder why.
They looked a little sad.
I wonder why.
Yeah. It made that way, man.
Very resourceful, man. Yeah. I love it. I respect it.
Yeah. Probably paid like $2,000 for those flowers, you know.
Yeah, those are not cheap flowers. Might as well get some use out of them.
They're not cheap. They're not cheap. I went to the Lodge on Saturday night because they do like a couple's dinner.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's real cheap.
I had a nice burger there once.
They have some really good food at the Lodge. I had a steak and some scallops.
Their beef is incredible.
Prime rib.
Yeah.
A good muff spot.
Yeah, we used to call it goat. We used to call it goat. Some goat out there? We're talking about girls. Some goat out there? Got some goat. I don't know what we were thinking. It's an awful name for girls. Goat.
Should rename that place Arby's.
Jeez. All right, let's go to the Fan After Dark. This happened on Friday. Blake was dealing with a fan texter that he was no longer feeling him.
Oh no.
Yeah, somebody is off the Blake bandwagon.
They broke up.
Yeah, they broke up with Blake.
682 is not dating me. Blake, I'm starting to not like you. I'll finish.
What a thing to say.
On Valentine's Day.
What a thing, man. Why? What'd he say?
I loved you when you started.
Okay.
But you got to stop being a hater. You smash on Fred and he's pretty non-objective despite being a KC native.
Oh, we got a Fred Truther on here.
Okay, we got Fred's burner on here.
First of all, hey, look. Hey, thanks. But. We both bust on each other.
Wow.
No, I gotta leave the show. No.
No way you just said that. No way.
No way.
Wow.
Damn, Fred.
Valentine's Day Fred's a different animal.
Yeah.
I like how you stopped down the show to say it, too. Hold on. I mean, I just want to make it clear that, you know.
That's what, but I mean, we both bust on each other.
Not every show. Don't be dragging others into this.
Those fatties, boy. I tell you what, they're always getting into something. That's something. That might be worse than Brian's from a couple weeks ago.
He said it's always on his mind or something like that. Couldn't get it off my brain.
All right, what do you say? Time to vote?
Man, just keep doodling, man.
Is it our champ, Fox 29 in Philly? Sorry for the profanity. RJ got flowers for Sarah from his father's funeral. And Fred with that disclosure about how what happens here in this very studio after we leave.
Nice show, boy.
That's my vote, Chief. I vote for Ralph. Both Ralphs. Lucius.
Fan After Dark.
Wilcher.
Yeah, I got to go Fan After Dark here. Shout out to the fatties.
Brian.
One vote for the mayor of Philly. Get off the stage.
By a score of 3-1-1. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's Fred for the second time in just about a week and a half here.
Yeah.
Your G-Bag of the Day champ. If you ever miss who wins, Lucius replays the G-Bag of the Day champion every night for you at 5:40 there during LA Live. Let's hit an NFL draft big board report. Would you do this draft day trade blockbuster? It's next in the nation. Thank you, Lucius. It is time now for another G-Bag Nation NFL draft big board report. And we're heading there. I mean, today starts the franchise tag window.
Yes.
So this is when the offseason really starts to get interesting. The parade is over, and now we're starting to look at 2025. And the significant news is going to be trickling in. We hope you can keep it locked right here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. We'll be in spring training. Free agency is just going to be a burning inferno. And we're very much looking forward to Brian's leading up our NFL draft coverage once again. Best coverage of any broadcast entity in the world right here on The Fan every draft season. We start with Pro Football Focus's mock draft simulator. They give you the most picked 2025 prospects for every team. And, of course, for the Cowboys, it's Ashton Jeanty, total package, backfield playmaker and all that. And they note he's a first-round offensive weapon who can succeed behind any blocking scheme. Do you guys agree with that?
Yes.
I feel like he helps you as you're trying to develop your offensive line. He will make people miss, which I think is his number one trait about his running style is really unique in that way. And so is he going to need blocking? Sure. But can he make people miss when maybe the blocking is less than perfect? We kind of saw that at Boise a little bit, and he's able to do that. So, yeah, I absolutely love the player.
That's shocking that you only needed one word to disagree with your hero. Wolchuk, Emmitt Smith.
Hey, I think Emmitt, when he finds out what Clayton Adams is bringing to the table and what Pat Riley or Coach Riley, our new offensive line coach, is bringing, they now have a plan in place to run the football. I mean, even reading some of the quotes that are coming out now, and we'll hear some Clayton Adams later, it's evident that the focus, if you were to draft an Ashton Jeanty, this would be an area for him to be able to succeed now. So I understand where Emmitt was coming from, but I think things have changed here with the new staff.
I'm kind of excited about this now because I just think like you need a great running game one way or the other, and maybe you can't build the offensive line. You definitely can't in any one offseason. It takes you a matter of time, but this guy could be an instant fix.
Yeah, and what could happen, though, is like as the first couple, 2 or 3 years, as you're trying to kind of get your line in form, and then maybe year four, maybe he's slowed down a little bit. Year five, he's slowed, but you've got your offensive line maybe in place.
Yeah.
So now you go from the back helping the line to the line helping the back a little bit later in his career. I think that would be something.
I hope he's not slowing down in year four and five. Well, you know, I'm watching Barkley and Henry here. If you're using a top pick like that, better be a damn good player for 8-9 years.
No, there's no question. Like I said, but you know, these backs, you just never know about them. You just really don't. But he's. I think he's got some special qualities to him. I fight for him all the time, but you know, I think that he could absolutely help this football team.
Did you guys look at this NFL.com mock with Dan Parr? He's working on the premise that Jerry isn't going to sit on his hands and watch the Eagles and Commanders dominate. Trades 2 first-round picks for Myles Garrett. if they do this, I mean, I guess you'd get a runner in the third round, and you're now you're spending a lot of money in free agency. I love the idea of Jerry saying, dang it, I'm 80 flipping two, let's 3 go. Years old. Come on, let's go for it. At some point he will, right? Don't you think at some point in the Jones legacy, he's looking towards the end, he's saying, Steven, shut up. We're doing it my way one last time, right?
I don't know.
You'd like to think he still has that in him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to predict, but yeah, you would love to imagine that at some point he just says, you know what, to heck with all this stuff. Let's swing for the fences in a big way.
We've been doing it your way ever since you tried to pin me against the wall and stop me from getting Deion Sanders. And then I know I messed up with Joey Galloway, but damn it, that was a long time ago. Okay. We gotta make another run at this. Playing it safe has really gotten us nothing for 30 years. So I think the time is ripe. I mean, it makes common sense. There's got to be plenty of people up there inside the building that have a say in it. Plus, I hope, to your point, I hope Jerry still wants it. Sometimes I think he's satisfied from those three and thinks my legacy is written in stone for what I've done.
I worry about that as well. And then when you go back to, this was a huge gamble. This was one of the biggest risks that I've ever taken by hiring Brian Schottenheimer. I wonder if he thinks he already is taking risks.
That's right. That's right. He's already swung for the fences.
Yeah, he's all in.
Like, if maybe that was it.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Jerry's pretty sharp, but you know, when you get up there, you have to wonder. Last night at the airport, here's another airport story for you. You know, they do the if you need extra time aborders that are like before Group A on Southwest.
Oh my gosh, that's overwhelming.
So this lady who had to be in her 60s herself was like, hold on, my dad, he's at the bar. So she holds up everybody standing in line for about 8 minutes while Pops walks at about a slug speed over and then takes a good minute to get out his boarding pass. And then she scans it and he just stands there and everybody's behind. I swear, between that and the people making us go back to the gate, we probably had 45 minutes of the trip. But anyway.
Wheelchair service, we couldn't help this guy out.
He really needed that.
I'll tell you what, though.
He's probably too stubborn.
Must have been
it.
Proud. Yeah.
I do give Southwest a lot of credit. This is an airline that's full of miracles. Because there'll be like 40 people lined up in wheelchairs and on the way. And then by the time we get to the destination, it's a miracle. Everyone's standing up and walking out of that plane. It's one of the most amazing airlines. It must be blessed by the almighty above because they heal people in flight.
They're trying to get some new rules on board for a lot of the airlines because people are abusing that wheelchair thing. Well, like, I don't like to walk. Get me a wheelchair.
Should we test the limits of this when we fly to Arizona on Sunday? Should one of us?
I think it would have to be
not,
Brian.
No, not Brian, because that's too easy.
I can pull it off.
That one's gonna slip through.
Well, nowadays the person, whether it's needed or not, that person in the wheelchair gets on, but their whole family goes behind him.
Yeah.
So if you're one of those folks that does pay to get on the plane early, or you're one of those people that fly enough to have the status to be able to go early and get situated and put your bag up, you're literally now, you go from, say, A1 to 5, to, and then now you're A45.
Yeah.
You know, it is amazing the number of people that they now have that line up in these chairs.
Speaking of amazing, yesterday I got into TSA pre-check line thinking it was general,
and they didn't kick you out.
It was three times longer. I thought, oh, that's general. So I got in that one, and then I get to the front. He's like, you're in TSA pre-check. What are you doing, pal? I'm like, I'm sorry.
Oopsies.
I'll just go over here to where nobody is in line for general boarding. I think we might be coming to that day.
Wow.
TSA's
the pendulum pre-check has swung.
The pendulum has swung. Everybody's got, I got to have TSA pre-check.
Yeah.
That line was long.
Convenient.
It is. It is most of the time. That was the first time I'd seen it like that.
I'd just go to the regular line if that was the case, though.
Yeah.
Like if there's a huge line for pre-check, like, fine, whatever. I'll take my shoes off. Cool.
SI has a 7-rounder from Matt Galatzin. I'm going to jump to Katie Drummond. He's going to give you 2 trade backs. I want to get your guys' thoughts on this because picking at 12, if you guys say there's only 12 or 13 players with real first-round grades, it would seem like the 12th pick might have a premium on it. You'd have teams wanting to come up. So he trades back twice, picks up a 2, 2/3, and a 5, ends up taking Walter Noem, the defensive tackle at Ole Miss there at 23. Then Jihad Campbell at 44, linebacker Bama, like gets that. Iowa running back, is it Caleb? Caleb Johnson. At 49. Then LSU tight end Mason Taylor at 81. I don't necessarily love his picks in the positions that they play, but I wouldn't hate it if they played well. But what do you think about that premise? Is that doable? Trading like down twice and still picking at 23? I'd take that.
I don't know that trading down twice is likely.
Who do you take at 44?
At 44, he got the Alabama linebacker,
Jihad Campbell, Mason Taylor, Caleb Johnson, all after Walter Nolan, which would be a hell of a – I mean, like, I don't love Nolan, but if you're moving back twice and getting him, then why not? And I think the Cowboys might love him. He might end up being the pick at 12 potentially. But, yeah, it's a dream scenario to be able to slide back a little bit because this team needs as many picks as they can be able to get. The big question is – what player would a team be coming up for? And most likely, if a guy is sliding, let's say it's a Tet McMillan out of Arizona, I'd probably want the Cowboys to stay there and take him anyway.
I agree.
But maybe there is like a Jalen Walker and some fan, you know, some team behind him. It's like, that's our last first-round player. We need to move on up, and the Cowboys don't see him quite that high.
You agree, Brian?
I think he did well on the picks 44, 49, and 81. I have questions about pick 23, and I would wonder who would be on the board there instead of Nolan. But I like what he did at 44, 49, and 81.
Not a big fan of Walter Nolan, defensive tackle.
Not a huge fan of his. I think, like I say, there's probably some other players there I would take more than him, but we'll see.
I think Daniel Jeremiah in his mock draft had the Cowboys taking Nolan at 12.
He did.
Yeah. That's right. We're going to talk about that one.
Okay, the content is flowing. Cowboys coordinators are talking for the first time. We'll have the C-note coming up at 3:20, Cowboys news of the evening. But, Woolchuck, what do we have next?
Franchise tags, Cam Ward's message to the NFL, and LT has some advice for Micah. That's next in the Nation.